White, W.C. White, May. Balaclava, Victoria, Australia. March 22, 1898. Dear Children, W.C. White's letter just came this morning. Thank you for writing particulars of the opening of the school. I am glad there were so many students at the beginning of the school. I suppose the numbers will increase soon. I am anxious to return home. There are some things in my writing that I wish greatly to complete, and hitherto I have had days that I could not write. But today, the atmosphere here seems cool and invigorating, clear as a bell. Sarah went into the city of Geelong, in company with Brother Robinson and Maggie, to look through the weaving mills and to see a bath heater a man has patented. Upon examination, Sarah has decided to take the agency. She has purchased one for myself, and after trial, if you or the school shall desire one, we think it will prove a success and please you. Sarah obtained the only one they had made, so she sticks to this one and will take the agency. She has purchased one for myself, and after trial, if you or the school shall desire one, we think it will prove a success and please you. Sarah obtained the only one they had made, so she sticks to this one and will take orders for anyone who wishes to purchase. It heats up the bath at once. May's little kerosene stove will be just the thing to connect with the little stove and heat the water through the apparatus which is attached to the stove. We have decided to remain here this week, over Sabbath and Sunday, and speak in the hired hall. This week, today, and tomorrow, the moving takes place. I feel in no hurry to go out of the house, for it is very pleasant here and cannot be bettered, but the rent is high. He obtains the cottage nearer the station for 17 shillings per month. It will be close work to all get into the house, but money is scarce and cannot be obtained easily. We cannot see how money can now be obtained from the Echo office, unless some has recently come in. This will be tested directly, so we can report in next mail. We shall not leave here until sometime the first week of April, or will delay longer if the work demands it. But I do want to get in my home as soon as possible. Will not my rooms be completed by this time, the first or second week of April? I am so thankful. I feel much better since my journey on the steamer to Geelong. I was made comfortable on the steamer. It is 4 hours' ride. The boat did not rock at all. I think I have overcome the malaria threatenings, but fever, typhoid type, is prevalent in Melbourne suburbs and in Geelong. The sandstorm blew down the tent here last Sunday evening, and the congregation crowded into the dining room. They had, they report, a good meeting. Elder Daniels conducted the meeting. They will not raise the tent. They leave these premises Thursday. They preserve room for me in the new quarters. I shall not attempt to do visiting even at Colcord's or Salisbury's. It is a tax I am not called to endure, and shall not try it again unless I feel less objection to it than now. That is not my work. After visiting Brother Falkhead, Brother Salisbury was present. I slept not during the night. I slept a short time in the morning. Next day and next after, I was quite sick. When I do the things the Lord gives me to do, then I can endure the strain. When I step out of the channel He has given me, I am not sustained. I thank the Lord I am better in health. And yet I see a work before me which I do not desire. But the Lord can and will give me wisdom to do this work. I am more and more positive to enforce the light and instruction God has given. 1 year is all any man should be president of the conference. Mother. We promised Marion she should have a bay window. She needs it, and I do not want this part neglected.